Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Thanks, guys.
Hey everybody, it's Bryn Griffiths at Paul Almeida. Look at this. We're not just doing this in my basement anymore.
No, we have a big studio today.
Hey, let's hear it from everybody. Everybody okay? Yeah. Yeah. Super. They think we're paying them on the way out. I guess that's what that is.
So we're at our kickoff event in
Edmonton.
Yes, we are. And we decided that we're going to do our podcast here so that people at home who can't make it can hear that we actually have people here.
Yes.
It's not just you and I at the kickoff party pretending. Although this could be a laugh track and an applause track. Nobody would know, right?
Do I need to have the laugh track ready?
No.
The only unfortunate part for everybody here tonight is that you get to see us.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah, I know. Exactly.
The magic of the production is gone. They get to see exactly how we do these. It's not that technical.
Don't pull the curtain back whatsoever. let's get rolling because there's people who are not here.
Yes.
We've got a lot of people here from Calgary, right? Calgary? Edmonton? Everybody else from where? That's what I thought. Somebody here from Vancouver?
Yes.
Excellent. Right. Oh, hey, super.
Charlene Brooks is here from
well, we do have a lot of people Vancouver. Across the country who are not with us tonight, but will be joining us shortly in about, it's hard to believe, 2 to 3 weeks is going to go by real fast, Paul.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we're here doing the kickoff party. Never mind when we get to Europe. I'll be very happy once we get to Europe and everybody's there and we're enjoying the hockey games and enjoying all the events that we have planned for everybody. But yes, tonight is all about kickoff for the World Junior Tour 2024. And the lovely people that were able to join us here tonight were able to pick up their swag bags. So I'd like to go over what's in the swag bags so that when the people that aren't here open up their boxes, they know exactly what should be in there.
You're going to mention the very most important thing because I've talked to three or four people here already. There is a plastic container
bag,
in that bag. Those are your tickets for the event. Don't throw those out. Just make sure that you put those away safely. Those are your game tickets. And if you want to talk about how your excitement in your heart races a little bit, is now you can actually see you've got the tickets in your hands. So it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And in the bags, you will find your jersey that everybody got with the tour, plus any extra apparel that you ordered. Hopefully, if you're missing something, let us know. As well as we made a scarf, toque, and mittens for everybody going on the tour so you could stay nice and warm. Hopefully it's not too cold over there. We also have a hat for everybody, a ball cap. Some people like to wear ball caps instead of toques, so we got that. And there's a baggage tag for your luggage. And we have something that we've never ordered before, which is a pillow blanket. And what it is, once you open it, it'll puff up. There's an actual blanket inside, and you can use it as a pillow once you put the blanket back in. Very nice for traveling, nice for the buses, nice for on the airplane as well. One other thing that you have in that plastic bag that Bryn mentioned is there are little cards at the bottom. So those little cards you do not want to lose, and you want to make sure you bring them to the proper event on the right day. So for example, on Christmas Eve, there is a little, for those of you that are there joining us for Christmas, there is a little card there for a free drink on Christmas Eve. So that's for a glass of wine or half a liter of beer, draft beer. You could use it for a pop if you want, but I suggest you use it for wine or beer. Much more expensive. And there are also other cards in there. For everybody should have two cards for a free drink at our bear pit that we will have in the atrium of the hotel. So that's where after games we usually like to meet. And I know some of you have probably looked already online. I put it up a couple of weeks ago, I think, or maybe last week. The hotel gave us a little menu that they put together for the bear pit that's available till 11 at night. And trust me, the prices compared to some of the restaurants are pretty good. I basically told them, listen, make the food reasonably priced. People will stay. If you make it overpriced, they'll go somewhere else. And we want people in the Bear Pit. We want to have fun there. We want to have an atmosphere. We're going to be doing these podcasts over there as well after the games, so you can join us. And we're going to do something else at the Bear Pit. We're going to do Bear Pit trivia. So every night we're going to have people put their name in the hat, whoever wants to participate. We'll pick 10 people, and then we have 20 trivia questions, and you have to circle the right multiple choice answer. And then the winner in the evening wins a prize. So that's something to get us some excitement over there and have some fun. So the New Year's party, the Christmas party, Christmas Eve, we also have a drink included for those big events as well. Okay.
The other thing we got to mention about the New Year's Eve party is the tuxedos that the guys will be wearing.
Yeah.
Because... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Yeah, come as you are. It'll be a fun. We've always had a lot of fun with the parties.
Oh, the party's great. And yeah, everything is casual for the tour. You don't need to bring a tuxedo or a suit. We do have some people who like to dress up for the Christmas party or dress up for the New Year's party. That's fine. Great. Go ahead. We have a live band that night, the Babes. You can look them up online. I think we put a link on the website for them as well. And they're a very popular band in Sweden, cover band. And so it should be a lot of fun. I mean, Swedish bands are pretty good, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty famous.
Yes.
A few of them.
Roxette,
yeah. ABBA.
ABBA. They were okay. They did all right.
So going back to the tickets that are in there as well, I'm asking you to go through the tickets. So there's one ticket per day, and it includes all the games that day. At the Scandinavium Arena, which is the big arena, where hopefully we play all our games. There's still some debate, very little debate, on whether Canada is going to play the quarterfinal there. I think it's like 99% because there's going to be about 5,000 Canadian fans there. The other rink holds 5,600 people, and it's only 2,500 sitting. The rest are all standing. So they would have chaos on their hands if all of a sudden they have to shift over tickets to the Frölunda Borg. So I'm pretty sure that the quarterfinal, Canada, if they're in it, will be in the first game that morning because Sweden is guaranteed to be in the evening game. And of course, they can't play each other because they're in the same group. So, but make sure that you have tickets there for every day. So one ticket per person in your family. And one of the things that they've also included for us is the relegation games that are early in the morning on the semifinal and final days and quarterfinal days, you can go watch it if you want. Our ticket is good to go watch that game as well. So if you want to go at 9 a.m. to watch, I don't know who it would be, Britain, Latvia against Kazakhstan? No, there's no Kazakhstan. Norway.
Probably.
Latvia, Norway or something, fighting to see who stays up, who goes down. You can go to that game as well. We don't have buses for that game. The rink is about 20-minute walk from the hotel, depending how fast you walk. There's a park right behind the hotel. You cut right through it, you go straight down the street, and the rink is at the very end. For all the other games, we have buses that go from the hotel 45 minutes prior to 30 minutes prior. We have four buses that are doing that, and they'll just keep going until everybody's there. And then after games, 30 minutes after the last game in the evening, the buses will leave. So if you're not there 30 minutes after the final whistle, then we know you're making your way back on your own. You're going to go for dinner. You're going to go do something else. That's fine. You do what you want to do. So the flexibility we have with the arena this time is that the arena is very close to the hotel. In the Czech Republic, we actually have to drive an hour to get to the arena every day. So the nice thing is that you're not committed to going to two games a day if you don't feel well or you don't want to and you just want to go to the Canada game that day, you can do that, okay? So you do have a little bit of flexibility. I have put on the webpage the World Junior schedule with some notes that I put in there for you guys as well. It highlights the games that we have included. And one of the important things is with your ticket, we're allowed to stay in the arena in between games. In some previous World Juniors, we had to leave the arena and then come back in again. Okay? Yep. So with this one...
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Yeah. But it'll probably be nice weather, not minus 40 like at some of the other ones. But what the thing that we have to remember, though, is you have to scan your ticket out before you leave the arena. Otherwise, you can't scan to come back in. Then they think you're already in the rink. They won't let you in. So please be aware that if you leave the arena in between to go for a drink in the neighborhood or just go outside for some fresh air, that you scan your ticket on the way out. That tells them that the ticket has gone out so that when you come back in, you can scan back in. So that's a very, very important thing for everybody to remember. Even if you go to those relegation games in the morning, you still got to scan out to come to the games in the evening, okay? So anytime you leave the arena, you got to scan out if you're going to come back in later for a later game that day, okay? Very important for everybody to remember that.
Hey, I just want to get back to the bus thing for a minute because it was a first-time experience for me. So what I did was the moment the game ended on my my phone, my mobile device, I hit the timer. So and I made a note of the time the game ended, so I knew exactly when the bus was leaving. It was a little different, as you said. We didn't want to leave anybody behind because we had an hour bus trip. But that way, at least you got a good idea of whether or not you've got 10 minutes or 8 minutes to get back to the bus. That way, we don't leave anybody behind.
Yeah, and the beauty, like I said, about where we're located is that you could take a walk back to the hotel very easily. Yeah. You know what I mean? You could just say, I don't care if I miss the bus today. I'll just walk back.
There's also a tram. Right?
There are trams. And I think on our website, I did put a link to the local tourist authority if you want to buy a pass or something like that. They're not cheap.
There's an app, actually.
It is Sweden. It is not cheap. Yeah, you just go onto the app, and then you could put money on the app, and then you use it on the trams. So, and the trams go right in front of our hotel. The square in front of our hotel is also a major tram connection, and the train station is across the other part of the square.
The app is called Vast Traffic.
Yeah, Vast Traffic, yep.
Yeah, so you can download it on your phone. You can buy a ticket if you want to find your way back to the hotel on one of the trams.
But don't make a profile.
No, you
because
can't.
Because that's only for Swedish people. So you could just buy tickets. You could buy, put money on it, then you
this
can
use it.
This
profile's bad enough.
That
that's
is
right.
a bad profile.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. The front profile's even worse. the other thing is, you know, other than the Canada games, there's a lot of really great games that we're going to be seeing. It's kind of fun that Sweden and Finland are both in our group.
Yeah.
So you know what that means, Bryn.
Yeah, that means there's one game you want to circle on your calendar that is not involving Team Canada, and that is on New Year's Eve. Canada plays at 7:30 against Germany that night, but at 2:30 in the afternoon, it's Sweden against Finland. That's an absolute got-to-go-to game because the atmosphere in the arena will be electric.
Crazy.
It'll just be great. So that's the game that I've got circled that does not involve Canada.
Yeah. There's a bus in between games as well from the hotel at 30 minutes, okay? But there aren't as many, but we'll have two buses in between games. Most of the people usually go to both games every day, so we don't need four buses in between games, and there's really not much time to go back to the hotel, then catch the bus back again. If you do leave the arena, most likely you're just going to go to a little cafe or something in the area, have a coffee, relax, maybe go for a little walk, and then come right back. So,
And Canada's only afternoon game is on opening day, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Correct?
Yeah.
Finland and Canada is a 2:30 start on Boxing Day.
Yep.
So there's that. And by the way, if somebody who's tuning us in someplace across Canada didn't hear the question, it was if somebody doesn't want to go to the early game.
Yep, there is a bus between.
You can't find your way. We'll look after
it. And on the itinerary, we'll put on there the bus times as well, letting you know bus 45 minutes prior to 30 minutes prior to game time is usually when you could catch those buses, okay? After that, you're going to miss them and you've got to walk. Yeah. You've got 30 minutes to get there then. So I put up some new things on the webpage as well. I put the list of everybody who's going to the Moulin Rouge when we're in Paris, just so everybody knows that they're on the list. If you don't see your name on the list, please be sure to let us know so that we can add you while we still can to that tour. We still have a few spots left, not too many. I've also added arrivals and departures. So that means I've added when your flight arrives, and on that list it'll show the people that are on your flight, and if there's a pickup, what time the bus will be there to pick you guys up and take you to the hotels. Some people that bought their own flight tickets, if they arrive at a similar time, they're on that list for the pickup as well. If you bought your own airline tickets and arrive at a time where we don't have any transfers, then you're on your own to get to the hotels. And on the website, we've listed some options. So, for example, in Stockholm, there's the Arlanda Express, which, Bryn, you're using when you arrive.
I already bought my ticket this week.
There you go.
Yep.
And so that goes straight from the airport in Stockholm, right by our hotel. The train station is right by our hotel in downtown Stockholm. You can also take a taxi. And there is a bus that goes as well from the airport to a bus, and the airport bus stops right in front of our hotel as well. So there are options for those that are doing their own flights and maybe their pickups don't mesh with other pickups that we're doing. And then in Gothenburg, same thing. There is not a train, but there is a bus that goes directly to the main train station, which is across the street from our hotel. So if you could take the bus right from the Gothenburg airport to the Gothenburg train station.
You're good.
Boom, you're there.
Yep.
And I've done it before myself, and it was pretty good. The buses will be there. They'll see you guys. Don't worry.
They'll find you.
They'll have Canada Bears signs or, you know, they'll see you guys wearing the Canada stuff. I'm sure some of you will be wearing scarves or whatever. Just come out from the nearest exit from where the baggage is, okay? And most of the time when we're doing pickups, it's 30, 40 people at a time. So you're not going to miss it, okay? And they have a list as well of who's arriving. So if they don't see you on there, they're like, oh, you know, maybe something, you know, maybe they're missing a bag or something's happening, okay?
If you're confused too, hang by your carousel, like your luggage carousel, because they know you're arriving at, from a particular location, and if that's where your luggage is coming, if you're not sure you can't find anybody, I'd hang in that area.
And most people are flying through another country in Europe first. So usually you do passport control in that country, the first landed country, so that when you get to Stockholm, it's just picking up your bag and going to the bus. Okay, so it should be quick. And please try to be quick. You know, don't go for a sandwich and a coffee and then try to find the bus, okay? So there's the arrivals, departures on there. And then I also put up room lists. So it should have the day you arrive, what type of room you have, and until how long you have that room. So, for example, if you're going to Stockholm, I have a list there for Stockholm hotels before, Stockholm hotels after the World Juniors, and then there's a list for hotel rooms during the World Juniors, depending on which day you arrive. So again, if you see something there that's not correct, please let me know right away, but everybody's on there. I've counted so many times.
One.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Seven.
On our buses, we usually have a counting system where we give everybody a number, so that it's a quick count. So usually I'm, or whoever's the guide is number one. Number two yells two, three, four, five. Then we know if we're missing somebody. Okay.
350 is a lot this time around.
If somebody doesn't like you, they may yell your number out if you're not there. And then we have a total other problem, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The other thing that I'm going to be putting up here in the next week is I'm going to start working on the bus lists. So a lot of, like, obviously, when we're just going to games and stuff, there's no bus list that you have to be on bus number two or bus number four, or bus number five. The days that we need the bus lists are when we're doing an excursion outside of Gothenburg. So, for example, when we're going to Oslo, you'll have a bus that you have to be on because they'll count to make sure that everybody's on that bus. So those of you that have given me friends that you want to sit with during the games, I'll make sure you're on the same buses together as well. Okay, and then with the buses, we have four Finnish buses. My partner from Finland is helping us organize the Scandinavian part in Stockholm and Gothenburg. And so many of you will remember Jaakko from the tournament where the Finns won. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah,
crazy Jaakko.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So him, his dad, his brother's coming, Kalle. And then a couple, he runs a basketball program in Jyväskylä, and he runs a tour company there as well. And so some of his basketball players are going to be some of our guides as well. And, of course, I'll be there. My wife will be there. Bryn will be there. Marty will be there. So You'll have somebody on the bus with you all the time when you're going on long distances, making sure everything is good. And so, yeah, just on those days, you have to make sure you get on the right bus, okay? And we'll have lists. We'll have a wall at the hotel or, you know, some type of...
bulletin board.
Bulletin board. Yeah. Well, we'll put up every day, this is our schedule for today, for tomorrow. This is the bus lists, so everybody knows what's going on, okay? The other things I'm going to be putting up, you noticed I put up some little posters up on the website as well. So obviously there's a poster for tonight. I've put up a poster already for the cruise in Stockholm with the menu for that evening. So a lot of the meals are buffet. So if you're allergic to something, you can pick and choose what you want to eat. Breakfast is fantastic at both hotels. I'll tell you guys that right now. You want to come down early for breakfast, especially the one in Stockholm, is really, really unbelievable. One of the best breakfasts in Europe that I've had. And they have everything. Trust me, everything.
Reindeer? They got reindeer?
They may have reindeer.
Okay, all right. Just asking.
I don't know, Bren. Just You're asking now for crazy things, you know?
I know.
With the meals, again, it's buffet style. The only one that may not be buffet style will be the one at Carlston's Fortress, the castle, okay? And if that's the case, he's talking about that he may want to serve the meal, then I've got to find out allergies for everybody so that we can let them know ahead of time if somebody has an allergy or doesn't eat something so that we can let him know. So I may put up something on the webpage that people can go in and submit allergies. I know most of you did it on your sheets that you sent in when you did your registration. There was a place there to put special meals or things like that. I'll go through that sheet. I'll make a sheet with everybody's allergies. Then I'll put it up on the website and I'll say, okay, everybody, please check if you're listed for any allergies or any special meal requirements that you have. And if you're not on there, please let me know. Okay. Try to make it easy for everybody. And yeah, we'll have, you know, posters up for Oslo. As you know, we're going to the Fram Museum there as well in Oslo as part of the sightseeing tour. The Fram Museum shows the voyages of the Vikings. So it's a very nice museum, one of the best in Europe, rated as one of the best in Europe. And in Copenhagen, we're going to the Rosenborg Castle as well, where the Danish royal crown is and the crown jewels. At the Aeroseum, I went there myself in the spring. So it's an underground Cold War bunker that now houses military aircraft, military vehicles in there. And we're going to have a lunch there as well. So that'll be something interesting. And the other thing with the castle at Carlston's is everybody's got to remember to bring their jersey that day, because that's the day we're doing our group photo in the courtyard of the castle, okay? So that's always a picture that everybody really enjoys. I'm sure you guys are tired of seeing the picture from the Czech Republic that we took of the whole group, but that's one of the nicest pictures you'll have of the tour with everybody in it, right? Except Bryn, we crop him on the end.
Yeah, I noticed that because I disappeared on that photo,
end.
I think. Oh, yeah, no, I'm in that one, okay.
Sometimes I crop you out.
It's hard to believe that's 4 years ago. Like, really, when you think of what we've all gone through over the last 4 years, that makes me even more excited about this trip.
Well, you know, it's been a long 4 years for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are some people who went with us 4 years ago who aren't able to go at this time.
Yes.
And, you know, I know they still listen to some of the podcasts.
Yes, they do.
I know they still email me. And so we'll be thinking of them as well. While we're over there and wishing them well and hoping that they enjoy the World Juniors here in North America as we're enjoying it over there. So in terms of the World Juniors, that's all I need to say right now. A lot of the information's on the website. If anybody's got any questions or anything, you can talk to me afterwards or people at home can email us. We still have a couple of more podcasts, two or three more maybe that we might do before we leave.
Yes.
So if you have any podcast topics that you want us to cover, please email us and we'll do our best to cover it on future podcasts before we leave.
I got to say, the one thing that was a lot of fun for us last year was we were doing podcasts after every Team Canada game, and not everybody came to the hospitality suite. Maybe they were just too bagged, too tired to do it. But what we found was, while people were getting ready to go downstairs to the breakfast the next morning, we ended up being their morning show. we ended up talking about the game. And so what they had us on in their hotel room before they came down to breakfast. And it was always great fun for us because people would always want to chat about, you guys were saying about this or you saying about that. It was just great to be able to communicate and kind of have this exchange of ideas with everybody. It was something I didn't see coming. It was a lot of fun.
Well, and the other thing we found was that some of your friends that are back home were listening to us to find out what you were doing that day and what things we were enjoying. And so they became interesting that we were getting emails from back home going, oh, you know, I heard you guys did this. It was really cool. And the other thing we're going to try to do this year as well is the odd time we're going to ask one of you to come up and join us.
Open mic.
And do the podcast with us and do maybe the last 5 minutes with us or 10 minutes with us or do the odd one.
Break the power play down.
Yeah.
Complain about the goaltending.
That's right. Everything. Then we'll have it on.
Then we have it on record.
On record when they win the gold.
Yes.
How much you complained the whole time.
Yeah. We were a little down on our netminder and the team after the first couple of games, and we didn't think they were even going to make it.
Well.
Let alone get to the gold medal. Let alone win it.
If you remember the second day, Bryn. We lost 6-0 to the Russians.
Yes.
And we're all staring at ourselves going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're not even going to make the playoffs, you know?
Yes.
So that was quite something. So the last thing I want to mention to you guys, and I know there are some people actually in this room that are going to Italy with us in the spring, is that we do have other tours that we're already planning for next year. March 28th to April 11th, we're doing a tour of Italy north to south. It's really comprehensive. And we have 6 spots left on that. We're going to be announcing a trip to Portugal. That's on your table. I put some pictures on there. We'll be announcing the itinerary for that fairly soon. And that's going to be a September trip, end of September to October.
Great weather.
Yeah. And we're already starting to register players like my son for our youth hockey tours in the summertime. Where we have a girls team that's already full, U20. And then we have a U16 boys and a U 2011-2012 born boys team. So if you have kids in your community who maybe don't get these type of opportunities, let them know, share the information with them. And I don't know, some of you guys may still play hockey. We have a master's trip. We did our second master's trip we just came back with. We went to Oktoberfest, and we went to Munich and Rotenburg, and we went to Pilsen, to the brewery. We went to Prague, then they went to Vienna, then to Budapest. They played hockey. They had a lot of fun. And so we're planning a trip for guys 50 and older, going to Sweden, Finland, and Estonia next September as well. And we'll have the information up for that soon. So that'll be a lot of fun. So if you have friends who still play hockey and would like an opportunity to go to Europe and have some fun, that's a great way to do it. And of course, spouses come and they have a great time as well. The ladies, they had a beautiful time. Actually, we had a lady who was the goaltender for the men's team this year. She was one of the for the Masters team, and she was a goaltender, ex-Army. And I think she was about 62. And she was really nice lady.
Her age or her save percentage?
I better be her age.
Okay, just wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the other thing is, I know some of you don't have Facebook, and I understand that, but we do put up things on Facebook as well once in a while. Sometimes we put things up on there before we get to email it out to everybody in the newsletter. So if you do have Facebook, it's a good place to get on there. And as well, you know, for people especially at home or the people here, nice to have some pictures of you guys wearing your stuff. Post it on the Facebook page. Tag us. Everybody likes to see who they're going on the trip with and the jerseys that they have and everything else. And so that's it, Bryn.
That's it. Hey. Everybody here, thanks for being here tonight, and thanks for going through this with us. And to everybody who's listening at home who can't be here tonight, keep the vibes going. Keep reaching out to us because we love the emails and we love the responses from everybody. And, yeah, a few more podcasts before we all get going, and I can hardly wait, right?
I can't wait to be over there and have everybody there. That's my relaxed moment is once I see everybody there. And we've all arrived, we're all in the hotel, we're watching hockey, we're enjoying ourselves, we're enjoying the tours. That's when I can take a little breath and say, okay, we're here and things are rolling.
And a lot of laughs in the bear pit too,
lots.
Come down and say hi.
A lot of fun.
Okay, everybody, thank you. All right, Paul, we'll talk to you in another week or so, okay?
Hit it.
All right, let's go, let's get out of here.